her back, because I did that just because I got tired of you fucks interrupting me. And damn, that might be the quickest fuck has ever been dropped on the episode.
Jesus Christ.
Twice now. That said, it's just the flop.
Hey.
My buddy the Badger.
What's up, party people?
And no Bender, because we went, we said no more sequels. We're going to bring back the original John.
We voted him out of the band.
For those that don't know or don't remember or haven't been around that long enough on the episodes, because we have new listeners, this John predates the Bender even before he was called John the Neighbor. This is one of my best friends in the world, the John Shannon. Original. He, so when I introduce him to where he could talk, he takes a drink.
That's what I do.
Yeah. So let me just run it down. He is a realtor by trade. He's a nurse by education. And he's the PC Bombcast crack IT and web designer by hobby. Right? Is that it? Ish, yeah.
In progress.
I thought he was an asshole by hobby.
He's no. That's by nature. Asshole by nature. And he's worth every penny on what we're paying him for the website design. That said, John, it's been a long time. I didn't even look it up, but it's been since before the triple digits.
Yeah, absolutely. It was 60s, wasn't it?
I don't know.
You tell me.
I don't listen to this.
I'd like to say it's 69.
Yeah, it was. Hey, now we're just go. For the. We're gonna go with 69. It was 69th episode. Since you been. Hey, what's been going on since then?
Same thing, different day, selling houses.
Well, I think you had another kid since then.
I think you have had a kid since you were on the podcast.
Yeah, Addison, she's now almost 9 months.
Your kids look like twins.
My kids do look a little bit like twins. One's a redhead, though. Now
totally look like you.
That tells me two things. By the way.
Even though they look like you.
Oh, gotcha.
That tells me two things. One, we should get together more often. And two, I've not seen either one of your kids, so we're the worst friends in the world.
And we've not seen
Parker's. That's true. I've met your kids.
Yeah. Yeah, but my kids are so passe. It doesn't even make sense, you know? I mean, sure, there they are. They're old enough to. Who cares?
They don't even know I'm here, so.
Yeah, yeah.
My kid made fun of your car. Remember?
Yeah, you do have a grocery grabber, she said.
No, she
my
said.
My gas mileage in my old guy car.
She said, that's a cute car.
My miniature car.
If it makes you feel better, we also have not met Carter's children.
That doesn't make him feel better because it's Carter's kids.
They're Carter's kids.
Yeah. So you know what? Let's not beat around the bush because Tom's already clearly uninterested.
I was wondering if I was gonna do a game tonight or not.
Yeah, but I've got space for it. If you do have it,
I do have one.
You keep all right. We're good. But we're gonna do what we always do in segment two, and we're gonna be like the urge, and we're gonna jump right in.
Oh, look! I'm wearing an urge. People can't see it, but you guys can.
We can see it. That's all that matters. Hey, I've got an update. If I hooked up my tablet, I'd have played the breaking news update to a previous episode back on episode 127 with that was just the flop and I.
Oh.
I wanted to update. Nexium founder was arrested, Keith Rainier. Not only was that, but the Allison Mack that we talked about that episode is now officially charged.
She's walking around with a nice little ankle bracelet on right now.
You know what she's saying right now in prison?
Somebody save me. Oh, he just totally went like Smallville soundtrack. That's that's a nerd cut.
That's a deep cut.
That's a deep, deep cut. We may have alienated half her non-nerd population.
And she also has an ankle bracelet.
So
if you would have sang that before, it could have helped her business because she wouldn't be in jail because there would be no sex ring.
So here's the deal. She is not in jail right now. She pled not guilty. She was released on $5 million bond, which she did not have, but her parents put up their house as collateral.
Wow.
She bought parents the house back when she was making bank before
they didn't
she
have
was.
A choice.
Here's
it's
the thing.
Not like she's going anywhere.
Well, here's the thing. She's on house arrest in said house.
She was in another country. She was already trying to run.
But she's not going to go back.
Yeah, she can't now.
It's too popular.
Yeah, passport won't work. Here's the thing. Here's the one thing you should take away from this. Back in roughly in the early 2000s, I met her at a Wizard World. And, sweetheart, I want you to cover your ears for this, but had I known she was such a freak, maybe. You don't know.
Like you had a chance. Shut the hell up.
Did I not?
Apparently a lot of people
Right. Did I not have a chance?
No.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I feel like the only people that had a chance were chicks. This was a female sex ring. You were not a female.
It was dudes and chicks.
Mostly
I feel like, was my wife proud of my sexual prowess? She goes, of course you had a chance, sweetheart. But she did not. That just goes to show you that the older we get, the less our wives are impressed by us.
Well, I think the next superhero movie she might want to be in is Iron Fist.
Oh, got him. Got him.
Hey, now.
Get it? Because it goes up and then they make it. And yeah, Kevin Smith like described this? It in a movie. Yeah, yeah.
It's got to be better than the Netflix show, right?
Gotta be, because the Netflix show wasn't good. Hey, by the way, this is the second episode I've drank whiskey on. The last one was a train wreck with AC. A lot of people said AC was too monotone, and I was on Adderall. So whiskey, not a good podcast, buddy.
And so you perfect. Were normal.
Yeah, so I was normal. I've got natural Adderall flowing through my veins.
The Alliance will keep us not derailed.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be our...
Yeah, because if I have to worry about you two as Alliance keeping the podcast on track, I know we're gold.
I think a Missy Tom podcast would be fun.
Yeah.
And what do we do? How about this?
Yeah.
We do it in the future. I'll just sit in a room, monitor the computer, and let you guys go to town.
It had to be about the challenge. That'd probably be the only thing we talk about for 30 minutes.
Let's do it. Let's do it. And we're not going to sidetrack on the challenge. Instead, we're going to go...
We could plot the demise of Jeremy and Bender.
Hey, instead, we're going to go to another update. This just in, another topic we've talked about in the past. Bill Cosby, guilty.
Oh, really?
Up yeah. to 10 years per charge. Today. Wow.
Today.
Mm-hmm. On three charges.
10 years, up to 25 grand per charge. And, boy, here's the thing.
I bet he doesn't go to jail.
Oh, man, wait a minute.
We all have jokes, I'm sure, ready on the go.
Hold on. I want to go back to the beginning of this because I had a whole spiel wrote out here.
Is there jokes?
Bill was called... G-U-I-L-T-Y. Doesn't have the same ring as Jell-O, but it still works. It still works.
I want to know if he knows how to make a shiv out of a Jell-O pudding stick.
Oh, you got the pudding and you did it solidified.
You think he's worried about getting those pudding pops?
Hey, now.
That was the loudest spike we've had in a non-Bender episode.
Theo, I'd like to tell you about the time I wore prison orange and had to make toilet wine.
Awful.
God. No. That was great. That's funny.
Awfully funny. Is what I'm
that is I the one too soon joke that I am on board with.
So here's the thing, though. I don't know if you guys saw any of the details, but the DA, who was Kevin Steele, he requested that denial be rejected. I'm sorry. He was requested that bail be denied.
Okay.
To which Bill, good straight-laced Jell-O pudding-eating motherfucking Bill,
yeah.
Flip his shit,
erupted in cussing. He erupted, grabbing the attorney, defense attorney's hand, and said and yelled at him, "I don't like this guy." And he had some expletives. It was a little bit of a tirade.
Yeah.
Did he know where he was looking when he was yelling?
I don't know, but
was he setting up for an appeal? Because
he's blind. You know what she says? But somewhere in that expletive tirade, Eddie Murphy had to be laughing.
Oh, absolutely. And any other young black comic who Bill Cosby just treated like shit and held down. Good for them.
Well, motherfucker's going to jail.
Yep.
So is he setting up an appeal to saying he wasn't?
I'm sure he is. But, you know, the thing is what's going to accomplish by him in jail? Nobody's going to fuck with him because he's too fucking old to get out there. Nobody's going to mess with... I mean, he's, you know, he's going to serve out his last, what, he got 5 to 10 years left?
In a cush jail.
Well, I think you ask
Club
what...
Fed.
I think the victims like to see the fact that, yeah, it's probably very unlikely that he would ever harm another woman again, but he will die in a prison. But so.
I am 100% on board with the punishment. It's just like, you know, it's too little too late. They should have got this guy. He's the originator, essentially, of the Me Too movement. It started.
Yeah, you're
with
sure.
Him. Yeah, so, sure. Him and then Harvey Weinstein and then, you know, so forth and so on, but... You know what? It sucks. It does suck because it's a raping of our innocence in terms of like our childhood and how
he's
much.
A better chance of a pun there.
No. I mean, I really mean that. I mean, it's literally what he did because that was, in terms of family values, what was a bigger show than Cosby Show?
I don't know if you can.
Brady Bunch?
Roseanne.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't think
Dan.
It was. No. I mean, it even penetrated. Pure white God, North
rape and penetration. Poor word choices.
Poor old.
It penetrated white North Arkansas.
Yeah,
and my grandparents would say, "You get that stuff off the TV."
He's got to be the biggest hypocrite in the last ever, maybe, right?
Oh, ever's got to be up there.
Top five?
Oh yeah. I mean, name a bigger one off the top of your head without
Jesus. I'm kidding.
He's a Catholic boy that said that.
Wow.
That's like the three of us can make that joke, but you're a good private school Catholic boy. You can't make that joke. Hey, let's at least segue off of bad stuff, though, and let's get to something that's different and new.
Okay.
And a little more upbeat. I don't know if you heard this, but the Emmys announced their host this year.
Who is it?
It's SNL Weekend Update team of Michael Che and Colin Jost. Okay.
Yeah, Colin Jost.
So it's the first time an SNL personality, not an alumnus, but a personality, has hosted anything since 1983. And by the way, second mention on this podcast, Eddie Murphy was the last in 1983.
What did he host?
The Emmys. Also the Emmys. Oh, I think the Redskins drafted someone.
Yes.
Yeah. It'll work.
All right.
A defensive tackle from Alabama.
Okay.
He didn't even dress up.
Is Colin Jost and Michael Che good enough?
Well, here's the thing, and it's funny you say that, because I don't watch SNL enough.
I don't watch
the viral clips and stuff like that.
Yeah, me too.
And they're funny. I think they're funny. Here's the thing. First off, I think this signifies a bit of a resurgence for SNL. Also, by the way, cards on the table, Lorne Michaels is producing this Emmys. But the other thing, is this a Trump effect? And I don't mean that.
Yeah, you're talking about the resurgence of SNL.
Yeah, it's a Trump effect.
The Trump effect is the resurgence of SNL.
And I don't want to get too political, but I'm not trying to give too much credit to Trump. But comedy thrives when conflict is prevalent. So we've got a lot of conflict in the world, which breeds a lot of comics.
Yeah.
And we're in a very PC world. And SNL should be the place we turn to in a PC world for non-PC stuff.
They're too soft.
Yeah, that's my next thought.
And this is the same show that had Donald Trump on, what, less than 3 years ago?
Roughly, just in enough time when he was gearing up for when he really made his election push.
Yeah. So.
Them and Jimmy Fallon is at fault for this.
You know who they should have had to do it? All right, let's go around the table. If you had to pick anybody to host the Emmys right now, top of your head, go. Who would you have picked?
Melissa, we'll start with you.
Fuck, I don't know. Ellen DeGeneres.
That's not a bad choice. That's not a bad choice.
And if you're going to, have a female do it because of the Me Too movement.
Shannon?
I think at this point, yeah, The Rock.
The Rock would be
too big a star. Too big a star.
I agree with that.
Can you have too big a star host?
Yeah, because they got to be like a TV star.
He's got enough comedy in him, though.
He does. He can make that shit happen, but he's a movie star now. So what do you think?
Well, my original thought was Seth Meyers. He's done it before, I believe, right?
Yep. He's done the Oscars. He's done the Emmys.
Yeah, I think he's great. But then you started thinking about the Me Too movement. I think Julia Louis-Dreyfus would be.
You know what? I was about to say Jimmy Fallon, but you're right. In the Me Too age we live in,
or Amy Schumer maybe.
No, because they're going to do the Oscars. Amy Schumer and Tina Fey are.
Tina Fey, I would do.
Tina
Fey and Amy Poehler.
That's right. They just did something. What did they just do?
They presented an award.
No, they did one of the big ones.
They did the Tonys?
Yeah, maybe that was it. So whatever they did, they knocked it out of the park. And we're going to get Tiffany Haddish and someone doing one next year, because that's going to happen.
Like, Kate McKinnon would be a better SNL than Colin Jost and Michael Che.
I think that was it. I would. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is deserved.
But she might be nominated for an award, so that could be awkward.
But Kate McKinnon is a good host. I think that'd be a good host. We're also venturing into the dual hosting roles. Mm-hmm. So maybe like a...
Full disclosure, I had a sex dream with Kate McKinnon last night.
Weird. Was she fucking you?
No, we didn't get to that point.
Man.
But we were making out.
Could be on top.
If you were making out, it wasn't a sex dream.
it was going that way. Then the toddler woke up and then,
Leave it to kids. Damn toddler. Ruin the
cop
sex.
Blocking me all the time. In real life sleep. And in my dreams.
I tell you, last night is the first good night of sleep I've had in a while. I feel
like no kids were around, right?
Yeah.
They were around. They actually slept.
I'm on the verge of really thinking that we're about to rebound from this PC comedy movement and get good comedy again,
mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. we maybe pardon Trump, part the fact that there's guys out there like Rogan who I love, I'm and Dan Harmon who I love. There's guys out there that it's not politically correctness. It's not like offensive humor. It's honest humor.
What about Dave Chappelle? He's a little offensive depending on who you
are.
It's very honest.
So Dave's first comedy things on Netflix were not well received, but his second apparently second ones apparently are very, and he criticizes people that criticized him on the first. I don't know if it's somebody I work with or somebody I know, they bring up a good point. If nothing is funny, then everything is funny.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. We should be able to laugh at... There is not one way to heal from anything better than laughter.
Yeah, agree.
Whether that's too soon humor like you, Tom, whether it's political humor like the extreme left, and trust me, I feel like we're all left-leaning in this room.
Yeah.
But the extreme left is way more sensitive than the extreme right.
Yes.
So they're calloused. We're sensitive. So... You know, we're
snowflakes.
Yeah, we really are. Well, they really are. We're more moderates. We're in the middle. We just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's the yeah.
And that is the problem. You're right. That is the problem. But like, and back to what we were talking about with the Emmys. You know what? I think it's a good thing that an SNL. I mean, our country's better when SNL is popular.
Yeah, absolutely.
Think in the past, the '90s with Will Ferrell with Fatty McFatterson. What's his name? He's dead now.
Chris Farley.
Chris Farley.
Yeah. Wow.
It took Fatty McFatterson to get that.
He was fat. He was fat. But
so
do
you think these two will just keep it clean the whole time? You don't think they might go outside of the box?
I think if there's a button pushing or if there's an envelope pushing on SNL, it's the Weekend Update. And Alec Baldwin, apparently. But
I think they're going to amplify what they do on Weekend.
Yeah, I think it's good. Yeah. I think it's good for us.
Yeah, it'll.
Hey,
you think they'll stick with that format? Or you think they'll go away from it?
But that would be awesome.
I'd be awesome if they stuck with the format.
They may open with it. Might be a good idea. They'll open with a Weekend Update. They'll have like a removable stage or something. Then they'll go into song or something
and
that.
And have Alec Baldwin there.
I think you may have just spoiler alerted the world. I mean, that really might be the way they go.
I'm sure he'll show up at some point.
Oh, that's no doubt. Speaking of completely off the rails transitions and segues, Nickelodeon just announced they're bringing back Double Dare.
Saw that.
Nice.
I'm excited.
40 episodes ordered for the summer, and they will bring back both contestants, hosts, and celebrities from past Double Dares.
So, Tom, did you watch that show?
Summers? Yeah, why?
Well, because you're just a smidge.
You're old as dirt, dude. No, we're old as dirt. You're young.
Yeah, you're just Double Dare. A little bit younger, so I didn't know if you caught it.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It's hard to judge.
They should bring back Legends of the Hidden Temple. That'd be even better. Or Guts.
Have you ever... Guts was
That'd
good.
Be awesome.
That was American Gladiators for kids.
Yep.
Yes.
Like, too many concussions will bring that show back.
The Crag.
Yeah, that was a good one. There's great articles on the interwebs about that show.
Yep. And Legends of the Hidden Temple, too.
Yeah. Both of them. Should be board games. Hey, I didn't bring a lot to this episode because I knew we'd freestyle some a little bit.
Yeah.
I do want to say, I talked to... I told John I was going to ask him this. And I'm really interested in yours. Missy's a little alienated on this topic. But we're...
You don't know me.
You're an alien.
I feel like I do. I've slept with you. I've got kids with you. We're married. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't know what I do during the day when you don't see me, though.
Do you read about NFL draft?
Every day.
Okay. Well, then you can chime in. The NFL draft is going on as we speak.
Is Manziel doing it again?
He is not. My 49ers took an offensive tackle, which was a little bit of curveball.
What do you get that on
me?
A six-pack?
Four, three and a half.
Okay,
that's high.
No, I feel like if he's first round, you know, of top 10 guy, he should be good.
But is that what you needed?
You can never not have an offensive line.
I get that. Okay.
But I expect a middle linebacker.
He's
6'7",
338. So
big man.
I mean, he's a big dude.
Big man. He's Jonathan Ogden, the sequel. Let's hope. Fingers crossed.
Oh, he plays that way.
And our guest here is a Redskins fan.
And so my question was, what are you hoping out of the 4 days of this draft?
I was hoping for defense, and our first pick was a defensive tackle. So
safety,
I'm
right?
Okay
I expected
with that.
No, a defensive tackle.
Defensive
tackle,
Brown, yeah.
I expected a cornerback or safety for you early.
I expected a corner. I expected Fitzpatrick, but he was taking eighth
now,
overall.
John, I don't know if Tom, you don't. I don't know if you know this, but this guy is the biggest Dan Snyder fan I've ever heard.
Fuck Dan Snyder.
Yeah, I figured that was coming.
So Tom, you don't have a
dog in the fight anymore. Yeah.
But so what are you hoping out of the draft?
I just like seeing trades and like seeing the thought process of these teams. We've had a couple of trade ups here for the quarterbacks. This is what 10 years from now, 20 years from now, we'll remember this as the heavy QB class of 2018 and
better or worse.
Yeah.
It's the one sport where draft day strategy means the most. By far. Basketball, you've got
It's the one that's remembered the most because the NFL's the most popular sport.
I think it's over-dramatized, for sure. Yeah. I think a recent movie didn't help that. Draft Day.
But where the Browns also had the first overall pick.
Where the Browns actually did good picks.
Yeah.
Not Baker Mayfield.
By the way, Baker Mayfield was the number one pick. We all saw that before we went. I'm hoping my 49ers get a middle linebacker at some point. Maybe a corner. Serviceable corner, somebody can slot in a nickel and in a wide receiver, maybe a third option wide receiver. Goodwin's a good first option, I think. I think we're good. But, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm looking for.
Do you two want to try to sell me on why I should be a fan of your team since I'm a free agent?
No, definitely.
Do not be a fan of the Redskins. No, it will only cause heartache.
I literally chose my team because my brother was a Raider fan growing up, and I thought they were so close to the Raiders and would make him mad. And I've loved them since, and that's okay. I mean, we got history.
Sure. No, I mean, we talked about this on the show before. I was a Niners fan until the Rams came. That's when I was a little kid.
Yeah, yeah, but I get it.
I'm fairly certain I'm a Redskin fan because my dad is a Cowboy fan.
Sure, yeah.
So
so our next segment on the show is typically the Bender science segment, or...
I am not Bender, and I have nothing.
Yeah, you did
not. Well, hey, whoa.
Hey, what is going on here?
Point of
one path. Of your past... professions, you can't come up with some random shit off the top of your head.
You know what?
Vaccines do not cause autism.
There you go, people.
Thank you, Counter Jenny McCarthy. But I will say this.
She's prettier. Yeah, just like Bender.
Well,
he's definitely prettier.
Look, if I didn't didn't have a wife,
wow,
and I was presented with two options. One was Jenny McCarthy and one was you, and you had to somebody said, gun to your head, have sex with one of them. It wouldn't be you, bro.
But we've had sex before.
So I know that it would not be you. So I know again
this
that it would
not
be
to
you.
Me.
We should just glaze over that and go to the next topic. I do know that if we don't
kissed your husband more than any other male.
I get that.
Herbo's kissed me quite a bit.
You kiss him with all that?
I kiss you more than any other male.
You probably
if you guys kiss now, your hair might get tangled up on your lips.
It's happened.
Yeah.
Like braces when two kids kiss with braces.
It's kind of like rubbing two SOS bags.
That 10-second kiss that we had wasn't because it was passionate. It's because our hair was interlocked.
He
didn't even have a beard at the time. But I do know this, that if Bender doesn't have a science segment, then our boy Tom will have a quiz segment. So
who's ready for our quiz?
This guy!
Me!
One.
All right, I need a keep score, right?
I can keep score. Right, I'll find a pencil right here.
All
right. Yeah, I got it.
All three of you can play.
How many questions?
I'm never good
enough,
at this, so I'm so excited.
Enough to make it fun.
15 questions.
Holy shit.
Oh, is there a topic?
Yes, there is. I stole this
I
stole everything.
Female periods.
It is not female periods.
Oh, damn it. That's the only way I'd win.
I'm a nurse. I'd give you a run for your money.
Oh, true.
Well, this is going to be a little disappointing here.
Melissa, John, and me are playing along. So here we go. I was going to play the game this episode, and I feel like if we were playing the game, Tom would be in the league 1-0.
Hey, stall for me while I get this quiz back.
Because he popped the crowd better on, I don't even remember the joke, but I'm sure when I go back and listen, I'll laugh again. So either that or I would win because I'd just give myself more points.
The Saints traded up to 14 from 27 for a defensive end.
That's which impressive. One?
Payne?
All right, here we go.
15 questions. I stole this from another podcast I listened to, but I'm going to give you 15 items.
Do we have to
15 items.
Do we have to ding in?
No, we're going to go 1-3.
Okay. All
right. So these 15 items, were they or were they not on Taco Bell's menu at some point?
Oh, I'm excited. I don't eat that shit anymore.
We haven't even talked about Mexicans or Taco Bell since we started, so this is good.
First item.
Wait a minute. Have we talked about Mexicans? Did we talk about Mexicans?
I'm sure at some point we have.
Okay, but not
more
today.
Like Mexicans. All right. First item. 7-layer toasty wrap.
I'm going to say yes.
No.
Yes.
That is a fake item. Missy takes the first.
7-layer wrap, you guys? A 7-layer wrap?
We're talking about Taco Bell.
It probably wasn't pressed, so.
Second item, the Cantina Power Burrito.
I'm going to let you go first since I went first this time.
Yes.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes.
That is a real item.
Oh, boom, boom.
Wait.
That's you.
Oh, wait.
It's already cheating.
I mean, you can give me a point if you want. I'm the zero here, though.
Yeah, there we go. No, I wasn't cheating. I was cheating in favor of John.
Mm,
I will never help out another person. You know it was a mistake.
Uh-huh. That's true. The next item, the chocolatey super flan.
Your turn.
I'll say no to flan.
No.
No.
That is correct. They are. All right.
You're on the board.
Hey, Shannon. I got a point.
Yeah.
All right, next item. The caramel apple empanada.
Yes.
Empanada.
Yes.
Yes.
That is true. That is a very real. Well,
it's still on there,
and I've had
it?
One. I think it's still there.
Yeah, I think it's still an nice. Item.
All right.
Your turn next.
Next item. The quesa upa. Quesa lupa.
Quesa lupa?
Yeah.
Yes.
The quesa lupa?
Yes.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no.
That's a real item.
Oh, she's
boom,
killing
I know
us.
My Taco Bell.
What is it? Hey, those are descriptions? What is a quesa lupa?
Something you. The description is something you've never ate.
Yeah.
No, something like you've never ate.
Oh. I think they just make things thing. And call them something different.
How about
times?
Things I would never eat for a thousand, Alex?
Quesa like lupa.
It looks like a big.
What, excuse me. What is a quesa lupa?
What is a quesa lupa?
It's like,
it looks pretty good.
It looks like non bread. Like not isn't the non. Like.
It's like a yeah. Stuffed crust
naan.
Taco.
Like
yeah.
Indian naan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. Quesarito.
Oh, is it? It's your turn.
Yes, I've had one.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that is a real one.
Damn it. Missy's murdering us.
The cheesy salsadilla.
My turn? I'm going to say no.
Salsadilla.
Yes.
I'm going to go no.
That is a fake item.
Oh, damn it.
Storming back. We're one behind.
The next one.
You're two behind.
The Tejano Cantina Chimichanga.
Is that Tijuana?
That's your turn.
It just says Tejano.
It's his turn.
T-E-J-A-N-O.
Mr. John Shannon.
Oh, the Tijano.
The Tijano
Tijano Cantina Chimichanga.
Sounds good.
Wow. That'll be a no.
Okay. I'm going to go no. He seemed confident.
I've never heard of that.
So we're going all three no's?
Yeah.
That's correct. It is not a real item.
Mm.
All right. The next item. Fiesta Taco Salad.
My turn? Yes.
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 Correct. That is a real item.
I don't like it when we all win.
The next one, Guacamazing Taquitos.
Oh, shit.
It's your turn, Melissa.
I know they've had taquitos, but I've never heard of that.
Guacamazing.
Guacamazing.
They're butchering pronunciation, by the way.
How do you put guacamole in a taquito? That's what I need to know.
That's how you make it guacamazing.
I think it's a no.
I'm going to go no.
I'm going to say no to stay with
unless it's
them.
A new item.
That is a fake item.
Okay, good.
All right, next one. Cheesy Gordita Crunch.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a real
I
item.
Know that. Yeah, we've all
I've,
had that.
I've had it.
Next
yeah,
one.
Wanted that.
Cheesy Roll-Up.
Cheesy Roll-Up is something we make at home for our daughters? I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
Yes. It's like on the dollar.
Correct. That's a real item.
Yeah, that's where we created our Cheesy Roll-Up
all right.
At home.
Next, we got the BLT Crunch Wrap Slider.
It's BLT, you. You're up.
What is say it again?
BLT Crunch Wrap Slider.
No, there's no way. Slider? No, you have me. At, you slider.
I'm gonna go no.
I'm gonna say no.
The slider got it.
That is a item that was on the menu.
Wow.
Oh, what the hell? Oh, don't act like you know.
Let me see the picture.
See, that's like Crunch Wrap.
It's not just, a slider. They're lying. They're
rebranding.
Very liberal with the word slider.
All right, we got two more left. The Tuna Mexi Melt.
Oh, whose turn? Who started that?
Shannon.
It's your turn.
I started that one.
No, you started the last one.
I'm going to go yes.
No.
Say it again.
Tuna Mexi Melt.
Yes.
That's a fake item.
Ah!
So let's get a score update before the last one here.
Before the last one, it is Melissa Jane, hashtag the flop, and myself tied at 11, and John out of contention at 9.
Aww.
Oh,
all this right. is not going to be fair because...
I have a couple tiebreakers.
Okay.
Is it a tiebreaker?
No, this isn't a tiebreaker. This is the last question.
It's the last question, which would be the tiebreaker.
Well, unless you guys want the same one.
Unless we're the same one. Here we go.
Biscuit taco.
Fuck around.
It's my turn. I'm going to say no.
The biscuit taco.
They have that whole breakfast menu I've never even seen.
Mm. Go with your gut, sweetheart.
Breakfast taco. We'll say it again.
A biscuit taco.
Says
biscuit
I want Taco Bell now.
Mm.
No, they don't have biscuits on their menu.
You're both wrong. There is a biscuit taco on the menu.
Tiebreaker. Tiebreaker.
There's a biscuit taco. What is a biscuit? I guess it's every all right. taco want a biscuit.
Beef dip.
Ew.
It's your turn.
Ew. No. No. Wait. Rewind. Yes, that's a real thing.
Okay.
I'm going to say no just to end this game.
Beef dip is a Urban Dictionary term for...
Yes!
Instead of doing a tea bag, it's a woman version of a tea bag.
What are you dipping? Your butthole? dip.
That's putting the taco on their face is what it is.
All I thought was like, shit.
Yeah. Could have called it a taco dip.
Came out swinging this episode.
And Jeremy wins.
12-11-9
Fuck you.
Later. No. You know.
So who wins?
I won.
I think I won.
Yeah, you won.
I know not as much about Taco Bell. As you.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Your health wins.
Yes.
We suffer. Although only one of us is on a healthy diet. So.
Shedding some LBs.
Yeah. That was a good one. A good impromptu quiz for you there.
You bring back more food quizzes. I will be good at those.
There you go.
So that was our Bender Science segment and or the Badger Test segment, and we did the Badger Test segment. I feel like we're gonna go long in this last segment, but this is the part where we typically throw it to Missy.
Oh, I do have something.
If you're drinking at home, chug your drink because
I didn't
she
know
never
you were coming to me this quick. So yeah. Hold on.
Yeah. It is quick.
Is it about Kanye?
That's what she said.
Are we talking about Kanye?
No, but we can if you have it.
I don't really need to talk about him.
But
no,
the fact that his wife
that
told him
gone.
He shouldn't agree with
that
Trump.
That rule's gone. So.
So.
The Kanye rule's gone.
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to thank your lovely wife.
Yours?
Oh. No.
Mine. This one?
John Shannon.
Oh. Yeah.
Because her and I had a quick little conversation today about this in the news. And so I was like, I'm going to talk about this on the podcast.
Hey, well, one second.
My wife will never hear it.
Hey, I didn't know they talked. I'm not happy with
this. I'm okay if they talk before we hang out. I'm not okay if they talk after.
No, this was during the day. I was real busy, so I didn't get to exchange too much back and forth. But
pleasantries.
She knows my love for serial killers.
Yes.
That's right. She was telling me all about the Oakland or the California.
Golden State Killer.
Right. Yeah,
the Golden State
right.
Killer.
The Golden State Killer.
So she asked,
isn't that LeBron James?
Right? What'd you say?
LeBron James. Yeah. Because he's 1-1.
She asked me if I was fascinated, and I said, obviously I am. I mean, so this guy, he was a police officer. And he killed like 12 people. He raped some people. He killed people over a decade of time.
Mm-hmm.
40 something years.
Was it the 70s into the 80s?
Mid 70s to mid 80s. And he also.
40 years ago.
40 something years ago. And
holy shit, we're
I old. Guess they collected DNA from his trash. That's how I'm reading into it. They collected DNA from him somehow. But I don't think they did it. He gave DNA willingly.
Yeah.
But they.
I saw that it was DNA evidence.
Right.
But if it's on the street, it's public, right? That's what I have heard in Law and Order anyway.
But what
that's a credible.
What had really kickstarted this whole movement was Patton Oswalt's wife, who passed away a couple of years ago. Her name?
She passed away in April of 2016. Her name was Michelle McNamara?
And she was on this mission to
if
find
who this...
If
she came back to life, would it be Return of the Mac? Yeah.
But she was on this mission to find who this killer was. And that's what kickstarted this whole investigation off again.
So a little bit behind the scenes on her, she writes true crime novels. She investigates true crime things. And she before she died, after she died, Patton Oswalt commissioned a investigative journalist name. And I wouldn't be able to read this earlier, but I put top Taco Bell quizzes behind it. Billy Jensen and her longtime assistant or collaborator, Paul Haynes, they went through over 3,500 handwritten notes of hers.
Wow.
To piece together and finish this book. And the book was called The Dark One. Be Gone in the Dark. All right, wait a minute. I'll Be Gone in the Dark. One Woman's Obsessive Search for the Golden State Killer.
Yes.
So Patton Oswalt worked hard to get this out.
Okay.
That said, before it was even, it was released, sold to over 150,000 copies. HBO optioned it for a documentary.
Nice.
And this recently happened.
Wow. Yeah, the guy was arrested this week. And
yesterday, I think, right?
I think it was very recently.
Last 48 hours, for sure. Yeah,
I think it was Wednesday. So what had happened was Patton Oswalt was on whatever late show. I forget what late show. But he was coming on to promote whatever he's doing. And he got so engrossed in this conversation because this arrest happened the same day he was on whatever talk show.
By the way, it's Joseph James D'Angelo is the name of the suspect that was arrested.
No, he's not a suspect. He did it. What? They have DNA. They have DNA.
Wow. Oh, and I believe you, but...
Due process. Yeah, at
present, he's the suspected killer.
Yeah.
So...
Apparently he was taken by surprise that there was like a whole crew of
and you said SWAT I think you said this police officer
he was
ex-cop.
He was an ex-cop and they're investigating 12 other murders and investigating if he was working while he did this shit.
Wow, like Dexter. Wow,
yeah. Yeah, well, he wasn't a cop per se. He was a
blood spatter analysis.
Yeah, blood spatter analysis. Yeah, my wife knows Dexter.
Dexter was also doing good in the world. It's not like he was just killing.
He was killing killers.
Yeah,
killing killers, which is redundant. Two wrongs make a right.
We do not know that these weren't killers.
I think we do.
Well, I mean, when he killed a couple that saw him trying to break into a house, those people, he didn't know those people.
You don't know they didn't kill anyone in the past.
It's true. They may have been like drunk drivers.
They would have. They could have been like Bonnie and Clyde.
Yep,
could have been.
I think that's a solid assumption.
He could have caught them in the act.
They definitely diddled some kids.
And killed them.
It's a solid assumption that you either have A, Bonnie and Clyde, or B, some kid diddlers. I think it's just safe. I think the odds are in your favor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't even get me started on that whole Olympic doctor.
We can hit on that.
The one that's basically taking down the NCAA.
Did you watch the Krillin or Krillin? Mm-hmm. How they pronounce it? You watched the interview, right?
You have me fucked up on how to say it now because you've said it all weird.
Corellis.
I did watch that thing on.
I think so.
Yeah. Yes.
I did watch that little.
The interview with him.
Yeah, Savannah Guthrie.
So, what do you guys think? Is there anybody that is should deserve some slap on the wrist or some punishment?
Yes.
More than these, they're not good.
There's
people
other people that
inspire this.
Yeah.
So those the
you can't
the
argue
Corellis,
with
the
yeah Corellis.
Hey, you guys. We got a rape over here.
I feel like they may be innocent, but
they're not innocent. They may be innocent of this, but they're not innocent of being good people.
No, they said that they were verbally abusive.
Yeah, you can't argue with the results in terms of gold medals for the Olympic team.
They did say
but
that
they were assholes.
They did that to put the kids in the same environment that you would feel, the same pressure you would feel during the Olympics.
Well, when you're competing against the Russians who yell at the kids every single day.
But if we have to verbally abuse our kids, these aren't adults. These Olympians for Olympics, for gymnasts, are not
so
adults.
What's the age where you can't verbally abuse a child for a sport?
No, you don't get to verbally abuse a child, period. You can verbally abuse an adult, a college student, maybe even a high school football player because your job is to go out there and kill someone.
I'm not justifying any of that, but these kids have parents, and those parents could have said, I'm out.
That's true.
I don't have a problem with it. I really don't.
Jeremy, you verbally abused the softball players and
every day.
But see, this is like the whole thing with the whole millennial generation. What is verbal abuse?
Well, according to some of the reports, there was food starvation.
Yeah, they were body
shaming.
That's
not verbal abuse, though.
They were body shaming.
Body shaming.
Actually,
you're right.
That would go towards physical abuse.
Well, yeah, let me rephrase it. Abuse, period. No verbal, no emotional, no physical.
So,
it's just abuse. They were abusing their power over these kids. They were cutting off food rations. They were telling them they're ugly, telling them their bodies will never be Olympic.
This Romanian couple, they only had the gym. And when a gymnast came to the gym to train,
and they had to be invited.
But they came with their own coaches.
Yeah.
So they just oversaw everything. So the coach could interact too. They weren't left alone with these gymnasts.
Yeah.
Little ghosties are we talking about here? Bella,
yes.
And not to squirrel too much, there's actually a lawsuit against the NFL right now.
Yeah.
That was filed recently from an NFL Saints cheerleader.
Yeah.
About body shaming and things like that. So, it's becoming more prevalent, though, but cheerleading. It's the same type. Gymnastics, cheerleading. They do a lot of flips. They do
the
a lot of things.
The thing is.
And they all want to.
Corolla.
You know.
The Corolla.
Look good.
So, it's tough because Is there body shaming in Hooters? I mean,
does of
that,
course.
Yeah. Okay, so
they don't even let their chicks walk around with tattoos.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you're a company that says I need a certain body type, see, so here, let me digress a little bit. I'm more on the side of the people that say, if you, this is what I need for you to do the job.
Okay.
And if you can't make that, then don't do the job. Then I am against someone that already accepts you to do the job and then shits on you for not being up to the standards. Don't accept the person.
Well, that's what. So that's what. Going back to the NFL and cheerleading, that's what this was.
Yeah,
they accepted her, and then the first day she was there, they were telling her she needs to lose.
Okay,
what,
that's
like
a problem.
5 pounds.
Just don't accept her. You know what I mean?
I have a problem with that whole thing. I'm gonna go more towards my liberal side here and say I have a problem with that in general. For an athlete, it's okay. It's like if you can make the points and you can beat everyone, but you're 5 pounds heavier.
Hold on. Who cares? Let's even break it down to a more sexist standpoint, a more primal standpoint. We're men. Three of the four of us are men. So you have a cheerleader that may be, I don't want to say thick, but 5 pounds heavy. Let's call her 15 pounds heavy. But she's doing all the stunts. Amazing. Are you less attracted to her or more attracted to her?
40-year-old me is actually way
You're
more attracted.
You're damn right.
You know what?
You're
it doesn't
right.
matter if
no,
you
no.
or you or you are,
but
because
no.
there is someone out there that will be attracted
no,
to
no.
that.
No. He's right. Like, the girl that's physical and can do it and that's entertaining, I don't give a shit what she looks like. First off, there's a good chance that she's not well overweight if she can do it. And two, if she can do it and society gets a bad rap, but society
Fuck
deems
society.
Her overweight, that's not true, because if she can do it, that girl is athletic.
What is overweight,
And I'm
though?
Into it. I'm into it.
There's the question. What's
yeah,
overweight?
What is overweight?
Is it for the job performance, is overweight when you can't perform the job?
Right. That's
not
right.
because you don't look good.
Well, I just, in general, what is overweight? Because as a female, when I'm trying to look for swimming suits, there's two body types. Real thin or perfectly proportioned bigger females. Where is someone like me that's not perfectly proportioned?
Sexy
like,
as fuck.
Like, I don't know what I'm going to look like in these swimsuits on the plus size
Tell
or the skinny bitches.
I went from 6 to midnight thinking about it, sweetheart.
Yeah.
But no, you're right. Here's what's overweight. When you're too heavy to perform the job, that cheerleader was not. Therefore, she's not
right.
overweight.
When you're overweight when you're too heavy to perform the job
that the job.
You're trying to do.
Yeah.
My
and
overweight,
when you're unhealthy.
We can talk all day about being unhealthy overweight.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother topic.
Yeah.
And that has nothing to do with looks.
That's tangible
being overweight.
Thing. That's a tangible thing.
I'll play devil's advocate here. The cheerleader thing is very interesting, but why not just quit?
No, she wanted to do it.
Actually, so this particular instance, her mm-hmm. mother was a Saints cheerleader.
Yep.
Correct.
You
and she dreamed about this her entire life.
Hold
it was going to be the greatest thing ever.
Hold
and
on.
Then the day she got there, they started in this stuff.
Hold on.
And then, so there's a, and the biggest.
The legacy biggest, cheerleader is a pretty funny thing, though.
Yeah.
I'm a legacy alumnus.
One of the bigger arguments in this whole thing is there's a different set of rules for the athletes and for the cheerleaders.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's because the cheerleaders
there's
aren't
no
allowed
arguing
to follow.
That.
Yep.
On social media, but the athletes can.
No, there's
they
an absolute.
They cannot eat in the same restaurant.
Yeah, that was
as
really
a,
weird.
If an athlete is in a restaurant, like a Hooters,
so we
and they walk
about,
in and see the athlete, they
yeah,
have
they
to
go out.
What? No, no,
can't
so we talked
Twitter
about this
That's
earlier.
That's like the black people not being able to go anywhere.
We talked about the revival of the XFL earlier,
kind of.
And that's a
ish.
No. You know what? That's not a bad analogy, because we talked about the XFL earlier, and one of the XFL's biggest claim to fame is that the cheerleaders were encouraged to date the athletes. I feel like you got 53 men on a roster, right? You've got, what, 12 to 15 cheerleaders?
No, way more than that.
Is it that more?
I
oh,
feel
God,
like
at least
20, 30.
Sets of like 15. So it's
okay.
like more like 30.
Okay, but I 20, feel like 30, I feel like the rule should be just don't date your team's athletes if you're a cheerleader.
No, I don't know if there's a rule for the cheerleaders to date. Did you listen to the daily podcast?
They're not allowed to date
okay, so
yeah.
players.
This is where I get this.
Yeah,
they're not allowed to play players, period.
Yeah, they're not allowed to do anything with players.
But
not allowed to look
make
at
it
them.
Your own players.
But see, here's the thing, though, with the cheerleaders is, like, This and we got the podcast, The Daily, which is a great podcast. Everybody should listen to it. Covers this girl's story.
What is The Daily? Go back.
It's from the New York Daily Times. Okay, it's very good.
I'll have to do that. I'll reference that.
I had more of a problem with that with the cheerleaders. Well, first off, do we even need cheerleaders in this day and age?
No,
that's another. That's no, a whole
you
different
don't
argument,
need cheerleaders.
And I agree.
So cheerleaders in the NBA make sense to me because they do the timeouts, they do the halftime, they do the quarter.
Yeah,
but the NFL, I have never. Never, and this is including the world-famous Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, yeah. I've never paid attention to the cheerleaders.
And it's a shit job. Like, you put in all this work, you're getting paid minimum wage, yep. You have all these rules,
yeah.
And you had to sell, the thing in the podcast, the worst was like having to sell these calendars to creepy old dudes.
Yeah, absolutely. They had to sell like 15 calendars before they could be on the field.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Unreal.
Or they could even be a cheerleader on the field.
So let's break it down real quick. The hierarchy of NFL pay salaries are quarterback, the rest of the team,
yep.
The coach,
mm-hmm.
The referee,
yep.
The cheerleader. Is that it?
No.
The beer vendor.
The janitor, and then the cheerleader.
But the thing with the cheerleader, though, and the same thing, it doesn't make the abuse right. But these are volunteer positions. These are people that are striving for this role that other people will happily take that abuse. And there's also times where sometimes this abuse, especially in the Lugosi's, where the Shannon Millers and Kim Zmiskals and whatever that chick, Nadia Comaneci or whatever her name is, will come back and say, defend these people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there are tons of people that are defending them, but people.
Well, there's no one defending Larry Nasser. Let's just
different. No. That is sexually abusing people.
Verbal abuse. I feel like they allowed it. You can't tell me there's no one.
They definitely allowed it.
They didn't go on so long.
Michigan State is basically imploding because of it.
Yes.
Listen.
That's different, though.
I am not justifying anything. Here's what they said. Parents... These girls were underage. John, you were in the medical field. Would you have ever seen a child underage without a parent?
No, absolutely not.
The parents allowed that to happen. Or if they didn't, they went in. In some cases, parents went in and, went in and did not know it was occurring. And it was happening.
Here's the thing, too. I feel like...
How do you not know your daughter's getting finger-banged right in front of
because
you?
He fucked them up in the head.
No, there's some naivety with coaches. Here's the thing, too. I feel like there's a blind eye. Not a blind eye, but there's like people that think they get to a certain level. So first off, we do have some black gymnasts that are amazing. And
where is this going?
No, but the majority of them are white. Not even upper middle class, but lower upper class are more. And I feel like the majority of them think that, not necessarily that they're untouchable, but they just don't think that shit's going to happen to them. Well, and I feel like they they're like, he's a doctor.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Do you know he's
I kind of see where you're going because a lot of these girls,
people
dads.
Are people. And shitheads are indiscriminate, yeah. That's where I'm going.
And I think where you're going to is with coaches. A lot of these guys are older white guys that had coaches growing up in high school.
Yeah,
and then coaches do no
and
wrong.
Paid and for these coaches.
A bit of naivety, and you're
naivete,
paying money.
Well,
I mean, if these people knew what was going on, I have no doubt they would have stopped it. And some of these guys probably would have killed them.
With authority figures, there's always going to be a trust. And, I mean, look no further than the Catholic Church. You see a priest and you think it's an authority figure. You have trust, and you get a creepy individual.
And you're qualified to say that because you, in fact, are Catholic.
I was only diddled like three times.
I was going to say he was qualified
only three
because
times?
And only two of those have been since he's been on the podcast. So. we could go on and on about that. That's a systematic problem. Whether you want to say hashtag me too, whether you want to say Larry Nasser sucks, no matter what, that is an issue that's going on in the world. And I got to tell you this, you want to fucking fix it? Let a lot of dudes with nothing but daughters make the rules.
See how that
works out. So that said, we did throw it to Missy. Do you have anything else, Missy?
I do not.
Tom.
How are we doing on time?
Oh, no, we're doing great on time. You say yes or no. You got something?
Do we want to talk about Kanye?
Yeah, we do. We threw it to Tom. Tom, you bring it up.
So, how weird is it yesterday on Twitter seeing Kanye West?
Did he just...
First of all, Kanye's been like weird all week. Well, first of all, Kanye's weird. I'm not a fan. Yeah.
He's about Let's to drop say two that. Albums.
Kanye's
so
weird.
Hold on 1 second. And let us just say this. We are no longer the rap cast. We are now the pop culture bomb cast, and the Kanye rule's not in effect anymore, so we can't talk about this.
So, like, Kanye's obviously a very smart guy.
He's definitely
a very charismatic guy.
You're damn right.
Well, you can't be as successful as him being retarded.
No, he is. He's a good rapper. He's smart. He may be blind towards how smart he is.
No, he knows how smart he is.
I think he actually trends towards the psychopathic.
Yeah, sociopathic.
Look at our president. Donald Trump's a smart guy.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean,
but he's.
But just because you're smart at some things doesn't mean you're
smart at everything.
I think sometimes people who are sociopathic, as Shannon was saying, can get blinded to how. I mean, you can be smart, but then they think they're geniuses and they can do no wrong.
So tell us what you mean by Kanye this week.
So Kanye West tweeting out a lot of stuff about his personal philosophies in life, which started out earlier in the week, and then yesterday took a, pun intended, right turn, and basically said, hey, Donald Trump's got some good things.
Did he backtrack, though? He sort of backtracked, and he said, my wife told me I should tell you I don't agree with Trump.
So did he just shit on his whole brand? Yeah. Did he just sabotage his own brand name? His shoes, his Yeezys, probably. And
no,
everything?
No, because he says it's still the greatest brand of all time.
It's not. It's
That's what he says.
Well,
here's the Here's the problem with today's day and age, though, is all of that will be forgotten. And he will come out and say, I'm the greatest person ever, just like El Presidente.
Maybe it'll be
most
forgotten.
Of the people who are blindly following him will forget it.
But that said,
other people.
Trump has shown that when he supports some things retail-wise, they lose sales. Kanye's shoes are not the best-selling shoes. No matter how many fucking diss tracks he makes for Jordans and stuff, they're not doing as well. And so I think he's shitting on his own brand. And like to what you said, I think we talked about this earlier with someone, Alden Smith of Mizzou. Kanye also is bipolar. There's no way around
it. I think so, yeah.
There's no way around it. And as here's the thing too, this whole Trump thing, this has been building up. Trump loves Kanye. Trump's brought him into Trump Towers, and before he moved in the White House.
I mean,
because they're both egomaniacal and maybe no bigger personalities.
They know how to build brands.
Yeah, they do.
Donald Trump is a brand.
That's right. He's a bad president, but he's a great brand. Kanye.
Is he a bad president?
He's not a great one.
Oh Lord.
He's an average one. He's not the worst. He's not the worst because he's not doing anything.
That's the thing.
Different conversation.
It's so fascinating.
That's a different conversation. So back to Kanye though. So Kanye is the weird thing with Kanye is actually an incredible rapper, an incredibly good rapper. Yeah.
That's why he's smart.
Made brilliant albums, and when I say brilliant albums, I mean if you look at the history of hip hop, Kanye's in the top 5, 10, whatever you want to say, whatever metric you do, he's unbelievable. But he's a nut job.
Yeah.
He married a Kardashian on purpose.
Yeah, good point.
On purpose.
I found it interesting that Chance the Rapper tweet, though, about, black people don't have to vote Democrat. And that caused a lot of controversy.
Chance the Rapper's a smart dude.
Yeah.
And we saw him in concert years ago.
Yeah, with Childish Gambino.
I hate, wild, crazy predictions like this, but it does at least definitely seems that here in the next 10 to 12 years, we're going to see a political shift. And maybe that third party option that so many of us moderate people clamor for.
I would love that.
So back to someone I mentioned earlier. Not that I hang on every word he says.
I hang on every word you say.
I love your songs. But Joe Rogan has been talking about this, especially in the last month or two. He says Trump may go down as a successful president, not because of anything he does, but because he forces America to shift to the way we should think.
Mm-hmm.
He's been very adamant against the two-party system.
Yeah.
He's adamant against the one-person representative system. He says it should be a tribunal.
Triumvirate.
Five. Should be 10 people. The idea, and this is pretty accurate, especially how accessible we all are now for social media, The fact that one person represents the entire country, it's absurd.
But that's but how it is everywhere else, though.
We have checks and balances, yeah. though. I mean, we have the legislative
but
branch.
We do,
branch,
and we have in the theory branch. We do, but with a two-party system, do we really have checks and balances?
Yes. Yeah,
but do we?
I mean, well, they can't ever get along.
Hopefully this that's November check will prove balances. That.
Well, no.
Because hopefully we'll have a democratic legislative system.
Yes, they are. You
Republican
didn't say
executive
so
branch.
We're a country of extreme swings. That's not checks and balances.
But what,
it's extreme swings.
I don't think we've seen a lot of extreme swings, though.
If we had three, maybe it'd be a little better. If we had three true parties, it might be a little better.
I think it would be better for the psyche of the country. Because I feel like a lot of people right now are, at least, and maybe I'm in a bubble, but.
You are.
A lot
a
of my. Yeah.
A well, sexy bubble.
Thank you, sir. Welcome. I'm just a boy in his bubble. I'm going to give him some jelly beans. That's a deep cut.
That's a very deep cut.
He's going to grow into a ladder. So. But there's a lot of people I know that are moderates that are really just frustrated of both parties.
And yeah, you got 2 points.
No, absolutely, I agree. There's a ton of people, me included, to be perfectly honest, that I'm very upset with both parties. We have a crisis of too far right and too far left.
We have a crisis of extremities.
That's what I'm saying. Too far right, too far left. We have no one in the middle that's making any sense.
In the middle, we are. If you look back historically. We are a country that lives in the middle, but we've lost sight of that in the last 5 to 6 years.
It's because...
It's not Obama's fault, but since Obama was elected, that's when we started
losing
sight
of it. It's not Obama's fault at all. What it is now that social media companies and governments don't feel like the social media crazies are what the real pulse of the country is, and that's not the case.
No, that's just the people that are the loudest, right?
The loudest get the most attention. Yeah,
but that's social media's problem.
Well, and when the
world but that has blown up into how corporations and
where we're at in the world though with technology is having a huge issue. Did you see the Obama video with Keenan? Was it
Keenan Michael P. or Keenan Michael Peel?
Keenan Peel was behind it was
Jordan Peel, Keenan Michael Thomas.
Correct. It's Jordan Peele. Jordan Peele's voice and Obama, they were making his lips move.
Yeah, no.
To it, and he was talking. It was just complete nonsense.
Someone recently,
but it looked exactly like
Obama,
Rogan, a lot of people were calling it out.
Again, and I'm not sucking Rogan's knob here, but Rogan recently had mentioned someone on his podcast.
You want to, though.
That has created near-perfect technology about being able to simulate the voice and of a person saying whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem.
It's scary.
That's a huge problem
as much as we're all on social media.
Hey, and I could be staying corrected, but what's today's date? What's today's date?
Today's the 26th.
I could be wrong, but look it up. I believe today's the day the Skynet went sentient. So I feel like that we're getting closer. Well,
yesterday was a perfect date.
I'm also under the impression that guys like Elon Musk, recently deceased
Stephen Hawking.
Those are the guys that should be running the world. But I'm convinced, and
I'm not totally convinced that's true either, though.
No, you're right. But I'm a triumphant, like a scientist, a politician, a civil servant, maybe. But maybe those are the people that should be making decisions as a group.
And they probably already are.
Really?
Illuminati, baby.
Illuminati.
The Illuminati I'm on board with. But I will say this. I saw their... God damn, I hate to do this. But going back to Rogan, he was with Kevin Lee, MMA athlete who's black. And he kept...
I like how you just threw in that he was black.
No. This is important to the conversation.
All right.
So he's from Detroit, Michigan. And Kevin Lee does not like the term African-American. He goes, I'm not African-American.
Does he like
black.
The term Rock City?
He goes, I'm black American because Elon Musk is African-American. And I don't look like him. And he goes, and I'm not shitting on him because he's amazing. He goes, I have so little connection to my African ancestors. I'm black American. And he goes, I think black people should be more proud of America and want to build America up than being defiant against it. So that's a very polarizing stance to take.
It's interesting stance to take.
But Elon Musk literally is African American, and people forget that. But and so he'll never be president, but
2-0. First Razorback.
But, you
know. Has he got diplomatic immunity, Riggs?
He should be. He's drilling holes all in California. So, who knows? Hey, let's move past it, though. I said that was Missy's topic that led us into this. And then it went to Tom. Now we'll go to John. You got any parting shots for this episode?
No.
All right.
He said shots. You don't have any shot at him.
Yeah, take it. Take it now.
Do it.
Take it now.
Jaeger.
I got Jaeger up there.
Like,
I got Jaeger up there.
I have plenty of shots, but they're not really appropriate for
on-air. I got Jaeger up there. Hey, I will finish
with... Where did that Jaeger come from?
It's been there for a while. I got it for Christmas.
Germany.
For some year. For your family. I got
a couple years ago from that... Yeah.
Hey, that said, here's my throw it to Missy last segment of the day. We're going to go see Infinity War this Sunday because Kaylin will go see it with us now.
You guilted her into it?
I did guilt her, and she had it coming because I was going to see it no matter what without her. I still have not seen Super Troopers 2.
Why is this a registration, chicken fucker?
You have seen Super Troopers 2, yep. So give us a very quick six-pack scale of how good it is.
I'm going to give you two things about it.
All right.
One, it's a 4 out of 6. Two, the best way I can describe it is, go back into college. Think about your favorite band in college.
Thank you, Bill and Ted. Or no, wait.
Wayne's World. It's like seeing your favorite college band 15 years later, and they play all their hits, and you're going to walk away with a smile on your face.
Every time I see The Urge.
But you're not going to buy their new album.
Hey, give me a comparison. How out of six, how much was the first Super Troopers?
First Super Troopers is 5. This one, I would say, is a 4.
Mm. I'm going to say First Troopers was a 6.
Yes.
And if this is a 4, I'm still on board.
It's good. You'll like it. And by the way, what's her name? Emmanuel Chiriki? Yes. E's girlfriend from Entourage? She's top 5 most beautiful woman.
Oh, E's girlfriend in Entourage. The last girl.
Ew, I don't think her face is holding up well.
The last girlfriend was attractive.
Wait, who? The
E's.
On Entourage.
Oh, E. No, she's not. I don't think her face is holding up well.
All right, well, that's Melissa's take.
We agree to disagree.
Better tear up these papers because we're done.
Hey, everybody. We have a NHL lottery on Saturday night at 6:30. So if you want to watch your St. Louis Blues pull a golf ball out of that hat and hopefully get a top 3 pick.
If they get a top 3, what will you say?
Woo-hoo.
And?
Let's go Blues.
Say bye, Missy.
Bye.
Tom, or John. Tom.
Wow. Love you, AEA.
What'd you just say?
Love you, AEA.
Okay, I'll give it to you.
Hold on to your butts.
Hold on. Oh, thank you for the big one. And we're done.